Hey everyone, welcome to the Christian Marketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your Christian nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. Normally, I am your host, Johnny Pinkasic, but today I'm switching chairs with my business partner, Carrie Records. Good morning.
Good morning, or whatever time you're listening. I'm so glad you're joining us, Johnny. I'm so excited to share your nonprofit journey with our listeners. Let's start off with, tell me about your name, give me your name, your family, your organization. Tell me about your nonprofit, or tell me about your family.
Tell you about my family. Okay, that's a big one. So I am married to my husband, Jason, of 27 years. And no, we do not have 27 kids, but we do have 12. We have a dozen. Carrie calls them 12 disciples. That's a little running joke that we have. I have 9 boys, 3 girls, and 1 bonus daughter in love that our family, I like to say, is crazy, but blessed, and there is never a dull moment in my house. I am the leader of Infilling More Life Conference Ministry that helps empower women to know their identity in Christ and live that out through just being rooted in God's love for them, knowing that they are a daughter of the King, and not living busted and disgusted like they have previously.
Absolutely. And I know you do more than just conferences. What are some of the other things that you do through Infinitely More?
What else do I do? Okay, so we have books, lots of Bible studies to help disciple you in your walk with the Lord. Lots of spiritual growth, because being rooted in God's love is really where living the Infinitely More life comes from. Because a lot of what I see is people are living in the fear and the overwhelm, even as a nonprofit leader, and they don't live like they're a daughter of the Most High God. They live totally opposite. They live not kingdom-minded.
Absolutely. And I know you do scripture cards. I mean, there's so many ways that you pour into people, both here and, you know, in Kenya, you know, even translating those scripture cards into Swahili and things. And where can they find the books and scripture cards and the different things about identity?
Where can we find everything on identity? You can find it at mercieslightfamily.etsy.com, or you can find it over the books are over on Amazon, or actually your local book retailer. I actually found our book in Books a Million here in beautiful Florida, which pretty incredible. Almost want to sign it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell me about your educational background, your expertise. Tell me about that.
Educational background. Okay. So I went to school for marketing, but in 2013, our son ended up in the hospital. So I do have over 20 years of experience as a social media and marketing expert, and just working with various people. I've been blessed to work in the Hollywood industry for a little while. I've been blessed to work in with Christian authors and help them get their message out there, and business owners as well. And it started when I was a teenager. I would go to the library, and I would spend my time on the big dinosaur computer, and I was fascinated by it. I was fascinated by this machine that could print things and make creative things, and I would sit there with print shop and I would make cards, and then I would take them at home and I would hand them out to people. That's where the graphics love started from, was all the way back when I would try to get out of class so I could go to the library and sit in the office and do administrative stuff, like make stuff for the library, make stuff for the teachers and that. And so from then on, it grew to MySpace, you know, back when that was a thing. I knew how to share your social media on MySpace to get you out there. And then when that moved further, my social media grew from there.
That's awesome. Where did the inspiration come for your nonprofit? Maybe you've already shared that, but is there anything else in that area?
Well, Carrie actually started Influencing More Lives, but one day at a conference that we had, the Abernethy in Christ conference that we held in Harrisburg, I walked into our friend Jody's kitchen and had met Carrie for the first time. I had heard the wonderful stories about the work that she was doing in Kenya and was excited to meet her, a little nervous, but you know, that quickly dissipated as she met me in her flip-flops and her African t-shirt, and I was like, okay, the lawyer's not scary. And she's not, she's pretty amazing. And she asked me to sit at the table. She asked me to sit at Jody's table and have a chat. And, you know, I had the feeling of, you know, she has this incredible organization. She could hire any media agency that she could and take this to the next level. And she was like, no, God, you know, Carrie's very prayerful when she comes to things. And so she told me that she'd prayed about it. And at the time, I was working at Walmart. I had seizures back to back. And, you know, I needed to get out of there. And so I sat at the table, and that's where we are today. And God's done incredible things in the time that we've been together. Actually, feels like we've been together a lot longer. Because, you know, yeah, the kids come in and Carrie's family. I mean, they're like, hi, Carrie. And so, yeah, it's awesome. And we've done incredible things together. More importantly, God's done incredible things. It's been more than we could have ever imagined when we sat together. The life change that we've seen both at conference and in our Girls at Mercy's life is simply incredible.
Absolutely. I want to go to that. I want to, let's talk a little bit about conferences and some of the life change that you've seen through the conferences that Infinitely More has put on.
Wow. Okay. So we don't have a whole lot of time because the stories are pretty incredible. But the one conference we did, we had a woman who, you know, when you face challenges back to back over and over again, you get really defeated. And she had been facing business challenges and relational challenges. And she was actually going to end her life before she came to conference, but the Lord had her come to conference, and she just, the Holy Spirit was present and spoke to her in such a powerful way. And she's doing incredible things now, including they planted a church. The other stories, people got free from depression and anxiety, and grief was healed, and relationship with the Lord was renewed. And people found deeper healing, inner healing. We do an exercise where you take a piece of paper and you write on it what you're releasing and what chain you want the Lord to break. And then Chris does the amazing job of burning the box and just the letting go. Conferences have powerful worship from Eagles Nest Church, which is, you know, an amazing worship team that comes alongside us in partnership and leads the worship through our conferences. And you feel the Holy Spirit in the room. And more importantly, I mean, it's a gathering of women believers, you know, believers in that room, you know, and it's a sisterhood and everybody together just lifting their hands, praising the Lord, everybody realizing that we're all on the same playing field, you know, no matter where we come from, no matter what our background is, and we're all on that same level field. And when you're in that room, there's something so dynamic and so powerful, just that fills the place.
Absolutely. And we know behind the scenes that that all comes from, you know, the year of prayer that goes into the, and who you pick to be at them, and just the prayer over every person, and, you know, all of those things. And so that dynamic in the background. But even with all the prayer, there was a conference that we held in 2019, which the conference was absolutely amazing. Lots of life change, lots of awesome things. And after the conference, we had some spiritual attack.
Oh, definitely. But what I love, Carrie, is that God prepared in advance for what was ahead, in the fact that we had studied spiritual warfare for a whole entire year. We went through the victory. I call it the victory book. That is not the name of it. I will get you the proper name. But we went through that, you know, that whole entire year. And as much as I was like, okay, God, we're showing up for this study. And some mornings it was hard. I mean, we had stuff happen, both, you know, both of us. And it was like, okay, God, we have to push through and show up for study. And I realize now why he had us be so consistent and show up for study, because what was ahead, he had prepared us, you know, just like he does. He prepares you in advance for what he's called you to do. And so we were prepared for what was around the corner because we had been consistent in the word and that dedication, not because of the works of the, you know, of legalism of we had to do the study, but because God laid it on our hearts to do the study because he knew what was ahead. And I think about that all through the Bible of how he has prepared people in advance for whatever he's called them to do. And the same is true for our nonprofit leaders.
Absolutely. Absolutely. the conference before that, we ran into struggle, not during the conference. The conference was absolutely amazing, but some, you know, just behind the scenes, there was just some stuff going on, or that happened after the conference, actually. And we were at a point where we weren't sure that we were going to do any more conferences. Tell me about that time.
So people walked away, and that happens in ministry. People will leave, you know, it's a season. People are with you for a season, whether, you know, you're growing as a leader and they don't like the direction that God is calling you to go in the ministry, or, you know, it's just time for them to move on. One of the things I want to encourage you to do as a leader is don't be offended when people have to move on. You want to take it to God. And you want to bless and release. It's something that a wise woman leader in my life once told me. And we had that happen. And it was pretty shocking, because when that happens and you get shaken like that, because you're like, we're going this direction and this person's been with you a long time, you know, you get shaken. But what happened was the Bible study, the I'm an Up in Christ Bible study. And, you know, as we struggled, we pulled together this amazing Bible study that helped so many women. The stories we hear from that now are still incredible. And that study, you know, while small at the time, grew to an even bigger study, which is now the workbook that sits on Amazon. And it grew, you know, so my advice is push past what I had to, you know, what we had to do during that time. Was get in the word. And for me, it was go back to the cards is what I heard, you know, go back to the scripture cards, which is the I'm Nothing Christ cards. And I sat with it and I was like, okay, you know, this is the root of what you told us this conference was, what do we do? And that grew. And it's been incredible to hear the results of what that impact was. I heard from people who were in my life who were not believers, who were struggling. And they're like, hey, you're doing this Bible study? Can we have the sheet to download? And I'm like, I worked with you. Are you sure you need them? And I just gave it to him. And then I heard back, hey, that really transformed my life. It really helped me get through, you know, depression. It really helped me get through anxiety. It really helped me get through the death of a loved one. And it's those stories that you never know when you put something out there what it's going to do and what God is going to do. And he grew again, even bigger.
Absolutely. It took us, we were very focused on in-person conferences at that point. And it really took us to the idea of, yes, in-person is fine. And also online, like be ministering daily. And that's where the cards came out of. That's where the I Am Enough in Christ, you know, all of that stuff, you know, flew out of a mess, like a deeply painful mess. And so that idea of allowing him to use the mess to bring something better, like he will bring something better. How do we know? Because the word promises. He will turn, you know, what was meant to harm us for our good if we let him.
Yeah.
And that's
we're going to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more with Carrie and I and the Infinitely More Life story. Stay tuned.
Why become a sponsor at Mercy's Light Family? Sponsors at Mercy's Light Family are ending sex trafficking. They are healing girls physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially to put them back on their feet in just 3 short years for themselves and their babies to be self-sustaining. That's what you get at Mercy's Light Family Sponsorship. In addition to that, you get a prayer card with the story of your girl or your baby so you can pray over them. You get behind the scenes access to be able to see day-to-day life in Kenya and what life is like for the girls at the house and how they're developing. You get that and so much more. Join us in sponsorship today.
Everybody, welcome back to the Christian Marketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. Your host today is actually my business partner, Terry Reckes, and we have been chatting here about what brought me to Infinitely More Life and our conferences that we get to do. We have just these amazing, impactful conferences. So, all right, Terry.
Absolutely. Tell us about a time when you were about to give up. What did you do to pull yourself through, and how do you keep going when it gets hard?
That's a good question. How do I pull myself through when it gets hard? I spend a lot of time in God's Word. A time when I would say the most difficult time for me, I would say, was probably that time when everybody walked away. Because I felt that God had brought me to Infinite More Life. We had this incredible, amazing team. And I really had heard from God that we were going to, you know, the conferences were going to change and transform people's lives. That Mercy's Light Family was going to impact more girls, more babies, people around the world. And I was like, okay, everybody walked away. What does this look like, God? You know, and at that point in time, I was like, do I know how to hear from you? I was questioning things. And I just kept opening my Bible. Carrie would tell me when I was struggling, get in the Word. And her morning call would be, have you been in the Word this morning? And I'd be like, yeah, I read a quick scripture. So I know, have you been in the Word this morning? And I would sit there. And before that, I would sit in the Word and I would read. People often ask me, how do I find time to get in the Word? Because they have one or two kids and they don't have time to spend time in God's Word. And I understand life is busy. Life is, you know, we get thrown in so many directions as a mom. You know, you've got errands to run, you've got grocery pickup, you've got activities and everything. And we have all that, both Carrie and myself. But for me, I set aside time in the morning. I sit with my journal. I sit with God, and scripture writing, I will say, has really, really helped deepen my relationship with the Lord, because I cross-reference, I dive deeper, and it really helps to let go of the emotion of that I feel tied to a circumstance, and instead look at who God is. In that circumstance, look at what his character is. You know, look at who God is in your life, his faithfulness. One of the things I go back to is God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when you look at that throughout scripture, as he never changes, he's the same now in 2023 than he was back in the days of Noah, back in the days of Abraham. You know, back in the days of Joshua, he's the same. And because he doesn't change, that means that he'll do the same for you that he did for them. And so in looking at that, that helps strengthen me as a leader, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, to know that I rely on the faithfulness of God.
Tell us more about what exactly is scripture writing.
What is scripture writing? Okay, so every month we put out 30 to 31 days of scripture. it's based on a topic. This month was praise. And I heard the Lord say, praise. And when you praise, you'll see things shift and change. So what I do is I grab my journal. I look at the scripture of the day. Say it is Psalms 100 and verse 1. And I'll open my Bible and I'll sit down and I'll write it out. And then I'll open the Blue Letter Bible app on my phone and I'll read it there. I'll look in the various translations, because when you look at the various translations and you look at the different, meanings, and how, you know, take it back to the KJV, King James Version, and then take it to the NIV, which is my usual. And then I'll look at it in the Passion Translation and the NLT. And just kind of look, okay, what does this look like? How can I apply it to my life? And then I'll ask, you know, what is God saying to me through that scripture? And I'll journal that. And then I'll look at it at the cross-references. So I love to cross-reference scripture. It's become a game to me. I love to look at the various ways that scripture ties together and how God has tied the Bible together to be, you know, this incredible life book for us as believers. And so in doing that, it has helped deepen my relationship with Christ. And I will say it takes me 5 to 20 minutes, depending on the verse.
That's awesome. And the scripture thing that she is about, like every verse is numbered, whatever is go to that verse. Like it's all, you don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder, you want to make it up. Like you're able to just walk that out and see what he shares with you. And I know the other part that you pull away from that too is who God is, like depending on whatever the verse is, like, you know, how he's speaking to you, but also who he is and how he, you know, kind of overcomes or whatever that might look like in your life or and the Bible and the circumstance that it's talking about there. That's awesome. How do you refuel to keep going when the journey in managing your nonprofit becomes difficult?
It's back to scripture. It's back to prayer, prayer circles, pray over your organization, pray over your team. Sit with God, ask him what's going on. You know, he'll show you through scripture. Usually he'll take me to Joshua. He'll take me to Nehemiah. He'll show me how they did things. You know, Nehemiah built a wall. I'll look at the process of how Nehemiah built the wall. I'll look at Joshua and how he handled the battle, the steps that he took. But it's always take it back to prayer and take it back to the Lord. And in doing that, he shows your next step.
Tell us exactly what prayer circles look like.
So Carrie and I read a book called The Circle Maker. I believe that's named by Mark Batterson back few years ago now. And what it looks like is you write down and then you just draw a circle. Like, do you have an example there on your near you?
I don't, but I can make one.
Okay.
And some others. We love to use colored pens, or I do at least. I think Shawnee does as well. And so we just make circles.
Over the years to buy lots of colored pens.
Yes. And then we might say like Kenya, and it might be the staff in Kenya. It might be donors in Kenya or for Kenya. It might be an upcoming conference. And we go slow over each one of these and see what God says. Like, it's not just us like blah, 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 blah. It's okay, we're bringing before you the conference. What do you have to tell us? And then we'll write those things down, you know, under whatever the topics are. So, you know, you make your circles, then you put your titles in them, you know, whatever that is. And again, it's that time to listen, to stop talking and take the time to listen and your family, you know, like all of these different things. Like it's not just your nonprofit. It's, you got to start with yourself, your family, and then we move into our nonprofits. So making sure we have our time buckets structured right as well. And I guess even our priorities in our mind, right?
And, you know, that is your biggest priority as a nonprofit leader, is first your time with God and then your time with your family. I see so many nonprofit leaders putting their family on back burner and serving the mission first. And, you know, your first mission is your family. don't feel guilty for pouring into them, because from that, the biggest things do grow. You know, if you're not pouring into your family, then you're truthfully not being obedient to the Lord. The ministry is your calling. God has called you to this. But there's a balance that you find. And I hear so many people, well, it's a struggle. I can't balance, you know, work and family and everything. And I'll be honest, I've had times like that. I've had seasons where I'm like, God, how do I do this? But every time he shows me things I can tweak and things I can do, and, you know, he'll say, go on a date night with your husband and spend time with, you know, with Jason. And in those things, he'll reveal things, or he'll say, you know, pull away. One thing I have learned, and I know you have too, Carrie, rest is essential. The tasks are important. They are. Your priority list, it's important. But if you don't rest, you can't do the work God's called you to do. And we work from rest. We know when to pull away, and we know when to push. You know, we've done silent retreats where we pulled away. In that season where we had intense spiritual attack, we knew we needed to pull away. And that was when social media was at its highest, and we were at a really great point. And instead, we shut it all down. It ran itself, and we pulled away, and we just sat with God. And that's what you have to do, and not feel guilty about it. Because for me, I felt guilty because I was like, well, what do I have to do? You know, these people, I have to show up. I. But it's not about you, it's about him. And so when you flip the script and change the narrative, that's when God really did incredible things. So work from rest, not from that worker bee, I have to do it all attitude, because you can't sustain a ministry like that. You just can't. You're going to burn out. And that is why more pastors and more ministry leaders are leaving, because it's the, I have to do it because people won't come alongside me. And that's not true.
Absolutely. One of the things that we talk about with our clients is that idea of, we don't work for rest. We work from it. And really another word for rest could be God's love. We don't work for his love. We work from his love. And that means we do it from rest. It doesn't mean we have to get social media done. It doesn't mean we have to get this email out. It doesn't mean we have to do anything, because he loves us right now as much as he ever will. Like, there'll never be a time that he loves us more than right now. It doesn't matter if your ministry is successful or not successful, or the fundraising campaign, you know, whatever that is. Like, none of those things are going to make him love you more. And we need to work from his love and then walk out what he's calling us to do. Because sometimes those things are crazy. It's like, there's no way this is going to work, because the world doesn't work that way. But that's okay, because he will work it out, and it will all come together, and you'll be able to give him the glory as opposed to you taking the glory. Like, look it, I did this awesome social media campaign, and look what I was able to do. It's like, well, no, I didn't, because we did a silent retreat, and yet look at what God was able to do, and we know who's truly at work here.
And the thing about it is you think that you have to put content out every day, and you should do a balance of that. But some of our best campaigns have come from leaning into the Lord, doing exactly what he told us to do, and we saw our one post reach 8,000 people. We didn't do that. That wasn't Facebook ads. That wasn't anything. That was the Lord. That was him taking it and putting it out there in front of people. And that's those Holy Spirit moments that we get to see together, which is so empowering. I mean, we've seen God work in such incredible ways. All right, everybody, we're going to take one more commercial break. We'll be right back.
I left my legal career to pursue a higher calling. What changes are you willing to make? My name is Carrie Reichartz, and I'm a Rising Star Lawyer by the Milwaukee Magazine. And I left my rising legal career to make a difference in the world of girls in Kenya.
The women I met forever changed my life. I returned to my job, and I realized it no longer served me. I knew he had something bigger in store for me. I was called to serve others, so I left my law to begin my own business. I founded two nonprofits, Operation Give Hope, and Infinitely More Life. I also began teaching women who are overwhelmed when trying to start and grow their nonprofit, Ministry to Thrive.
My first nonprofit, Operation Give Hope, tackles systematic spiritual, emotional, and financial poverty afflicting young mothers in Mombasa, Kenya, and helps sex trafficking victims heal. My second nonprofit, Infinitely More Life, operates globally and helps people recognize and reconcile life traumas by working with Christ. I have assisted hundreds in starting their own domestic and international nonprofits.
Are you ready to leave behind the fear and doubt holding you back from starting the nonprofit God has called you to? Join the 8-week Christian Rocketeer Nonprofit Startup Certification. Remember, you are not leaving a career or a comfortable life. You are gaining purpose, passion, mission, and you will be changing the world. Join us today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Christian Rocketeers podcast. We have had an incredible conversation today with Carrie and myself, sharing the incredible God moments that we have had over the years at the Infinitely More Life conferences. Carrie, we've got some news for our listeners about those conferences. Do you want to share?
No, I will let you.
Okay. So we're actually bringing conference back to you. We're so excited that God has downloaded this to us. We know it's been a while since we've been out there with conference, but we've been taking time, you know, to sit with the Lord, to pray, to see what He has for us next, and it's coming back in a whole different way. We are bringing it back as a nonprofit conference. So what does that look like? It looks like we are going to have incredible people to help you with your speaking, your writing, your fundraising, your social media, and so much more. That same conference that impacted so many people in Milwaukee, in Pennsylvania, is going to do the same at a new location. We're thinking Atlanta, Georgia, where Carrie is currently, also online. So we're going to bring the experience to you from your living room. You'll be able to grab your group of friends, grab your team, grab your volunteers and your board members, sit in the room together and, you know, be impacted by what God has downloaded to our team to share with you. We love the work that we get to do at Christian Rocketeers. I love empowering nonprofit leaders to know their identity in Christ, to live that out daily, to not live from the stress and overwhelm. My life is overwhelming. I, you know, with 10 people in a house, with things coming and going, it's chaotic. But we teach you how you can have your nonprofit, how you can have your family, how you can have a successful marriage, and how you can do it with peace and grace. Carrie and I do not do this from stress and pulling our hair out. We don't go, oh, dear God, you know. I mean, I get those nonprofit leaders on calls. We do this from working alongside the Holy Spirit, resting in God's love for us. Do we do it, you know, is it going to be perfect all the time? No, because you're growing as a leader. That's why you need community. You need those people around side you, like we have inside Christian Rocketeers, to help you through in the journey.
Awesome. Excited as we work out more details on that. What, as we wrap up here today, I can't wait for conference. Conferences are just amazing. And the cool part about conferences too is that idea of like, this is about who you are in Christ and working from that versus, oh, let's leave this conference with 1,000 to-dos, which is the conferences that I paid thousands of dollars to go to. That's what would happen. You know, you would leave there with 1,000 to-dos. There was no way I could do them all because I was a solo person doing this at the time. And so that's the cool part about our conferences. Number one, they're based in who you are in Christ and partnering with the Holy Spirit. Number two, you actually do the work there. Not to-dos when you get home. Like, we're doing the work there. We're not just going to chat about it and then send you back to actually walk it out. Like, literally bring your laptops, bring your stuff, like bring your board, bring your people, bring your social media people, like whatever that is, because that's what we'll work out, walk out together, you know, at our conferences. And that's how they were before, you know, the idea of identity in Christ and doing the journaling together and doing those things. And we're taking that same thing over to nonprofit leadership is really what it comes down to, and all the pieces and parts of the nonprofit. So we're super excited. We can't wait.
Yeah, because we need strong nonprofit leaders. You know, the statistics of how often a nonprofit fails baffle my mind when I look at them, because they've been called to do incredible work. You know, for me and my family, we had a nonprofit in Arizona that impacted our family in such a powerful way. They came alongside us in the most difficult time of our lives. We had two young children that were sick, and we didn't have any support because my husband's in the hotel industry, which has us move a lot. And so our family is back on the East Coast, and we're going through this really, really difficult time. Hospital stays constantly in and out of the hospital. And if it had not been for the nonprofit leaders who came alongside us in Arizona, who were there to, you know, not only take the siblings to events, you know, my husband could take them to events while we were in the hospital, but the prayer that they sent me often of, hey, you're not alone. We're here with you. Jack's having surgery. Let us know what day it is. You know, they would bring gifts, you know, to our family. They would provide experiences, and, you know, we would have Christmas with them through banquets and stuff. If it had not been for that, I don't know where my family would have been. So I say all that to say, your people need you. I am thankful for the organization that came alongside my family. I am thankful for the people and the friendships that I have from that organization. And I'm thankful for my kids still talk about those experiences. They pull up the pictures and they're like, hey, you remember when we went and we had snow come to Arizona and what that looked like? You know, you're called. You know, Carrie has that too. She has people come back to her from the run walk and see it impacted them. And the experiences that you create impact the people that you're called to serve. And so as you do that, you know, to do that, you have to be a strong leader. And that comes from being rooted in the Word of God, rooted in your identity. Not, you know, I hear so many people say, well, it's fundraising. I have to have the best fundraising and then I'll be the best nonprofit leader. That's a piece of the puzzle. There's so much more to being a nonprofit leader than having the money. The money will get you somewhere. It'll get you pretty far. But money can only get you so far. If you don't have the skills and the character, you're not going to be a good leader.
And if you don't have the underlying systems in place, the money will get you to jail. So be careful. You need to have all of those systems. And so, you know, conference is a great place. Of course, you know, the 8-week Christian Rocketeer Nonprofit Startup Certification, you know, is an amazing year-long program where we come together with fellow Christian Rocketeers that are walking this journey out, you know, starting up a nonprofit, you know, from no paperwork. Some people come to us with the legal paperwork done, but, you know, no accounting system, you know, no organizational system, no communication system with donors. I mean, just, was it yesterday that, Shawnee, you helped someone tweak a newsletter?
Yeah. Simple tweaks, guys, to a newsletter. What the content that was in there was great. I just had to make some few little tweaks that I would have changed the layout and stuff like that. And we were able to get it out and it raised $500. And that was pretty incredible. That fundraiser had been silent, and then all of a sudden this newsletter went out, and I'm amazed. And that's the kind of miracles that we get to see at Christian Rocketeers. And that's what we want to do for you. That's why we are the team for your organization. You know, we are people who do this in the trenches with you, alongside you. You know, every day we have nonprofit work, and every day we're thinking of new ideas that God downloads in dreams and so much more to us for our nonprofit. And we, you know, one of the things I love about what Carrie and I do is we pray for the Christian Rocketeers that are in our client community. We pray for them, you know, daily. And we are there. We're there with you, you know. And so many people can have the program and you download the course and you go through the videos and there's not someone there to walk it out with you. And that's where the power of community is. And we've seen that. We had one nonprofit leader that was really struggling after she got started in the course and she needed, you know, to get back and rooted in who she was in Christ. And when she did that, that changed everything for her and her nonprofit to know where she can help kids in foster care. You know, that could be your story. You could be that, you know, same individual.
Absolutely. It's amazing what God will do with your simple yes. Like, I don't know Kenya. I don't know, you know, I didn't know how to host a conference. Like, I mean, there's a thousand things that I don't know, but he knows, and he will lead, guide, and direct. And we help you to stay focused. You know, Christian Rocketeers was birthed out of what wasn't there for me when I was growing up, Christian Rocketeers and Infinitely More. And that idea of, sure, there was secular conferences and even Christian labeled conferences that were out there that I went to, but they were all the same. Even the Christian conferences was the 1,000 to-do lists, right? The list 1,000 miles long of all the things you needed to go home and do. And I couldn't do it. There was no way I could do that, plus do everything else God was calling me to. And so that's where Christian Rocketeers came out of. It wasn't something we were searching for. It wasn't something we even wanted to do. Now we're so grateful that God led us that direction because we love what we do. But at the same time, like this is birthed out of a problem.
Just spend time in God's word. If you're struggling as a leader, first take it to prayer. Ask God what he needs to reveal in you. You know, it could be something you're struggling with emotionally. It could be something that, you know, you need to go and talk to someone, you know, in your team about, you know, hey, he reveals a thorn in your organization or whatever, but take it to prayer. And your second step is getting community. You know, we have a great Facebook group for Christian Marketeers. You've got great resources with the podcast. You can go back and binge listen to. We have 13 episodes now that you can listen to of valuable advice from Christian leaders. You can hear the Mercy's Light story, you know, be a part. We invite you to be a part of that family. That family is incredible. $33 a month changes the life of a young mom and her baby. And get in the program. The program will change your life. You know, people look at the program as it is, oh, it's 8 modules. It's overwhelming. It's bite-sized videos, simple worksheets, and you walk it out. And the people that get in the program, their organizations, are doing incredible work, and we want you to do that as well. So if that sounds like something that you want to do, you want to talk to Carrie and myself, book a call. We'll be happy to sit with you and chat with you for 30 minutes. We do a strategy call where we look at your nonprofit. You tell us all the pieces and parts of what you're doing, what you want to do, and then we sit there and we give you a simple strategy to walk out. And it's an awesome time to sit and hear nonprofit leaders' stories. It's also a great time for us to share with you what the Lord lays on our heart, because we also pray over every strategy call. We sit before the strategy calls and we're like, you know, God, we pray over, you know, Sally and her nonprofit, and she's doing work in homelessness, and, you know, thank you, God, that you called her to do this, and she's empowered to do this, reveal to her the next steps, and we guide and direct. One of the things we also do is we pray promises over our nonprofit, and I highly, highly encourage this. We have declarations from scripture that we've written for our nonprofit, and that changes everything, because keeping that in front of you will keep you going when the journey seems like it's a wilderness, like it's a desert, when there's no funding coming in, when there's no people alongside you. So yeah, that's what I would like to leave everybody with.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shawnee.
Thanks, Carrie. And everybody, listen to the Christian Rocketeers podcast weekly here on your local podcast platform. We'll see you again next week.